This is a CHY News Update. A group in the Nanaimo Oceanside area is calling for more volunteers to help make sure seniors can keep their dogs at home. Elder Dog Canada is a charity group that pairs volunteers with local seniors to help support the seniors' dogs. Volunteers walk dogs for seniors, pick up dog food and bring it to the seniors' home, drive the senior and their dog to vet appointments, and help with general hygiene tasks for the dog. Elder Dog also runs a fostering program for older dogs who have lost their human companion. Elder Dog Nanaimo Oceanside is one of the largest pods in Canada, with almost 100 seniors and 300 volunteers. But even with a large number of volunteers, the list of dogs waiting to be connected with their new walking partner is continuing to grow. Susan Timbrell has been using the service for over 3 years.
Well, I heard about Elder Dog as a charity to help seniors keep their dogs at home. And I wanted to actually volunteer for them by fostering. But I had some health issues, so I wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. And I had my own dog, Toby, at the time. And so I actually asked if I could get a walker for Toby. And so they started walking my last dog, Toby. And they would, you know, walk him several times a week. And then when Toby passed on, I asked them, I said I would like, you know, to get another dog. Would they walk my new dog? And they said, yes, they would. So then I've got Jackson walked 6 days a week.
She says she adopted Jackson 2.5 years ago through the Elder Dog Foster Program.
I'm very glad I got him. He's a real sweet dog. And he's my family.
Jackson lives with Timbrell and her cat Moshi in their apartment.
Cute things. He's very cuddly. Like, he'll come on my lap and put his head on my chest and just look into my eyes. And it's like, oh, good grief. I just love you, Jackson. He loves to play with his toys. Toby, who I had before, did not play with toys. So it's nice to see him throw his toys up and, you know. It's really weird. Most dogs are territorial inside. He's not. He'll allow other dogs and people to come in, play with his toys, sleep in his bed. They'll do, you know, outside it's a different story.
Currently, Jackson gets walked 6 times a week by a group of volunteers who take him around the neighborhood. After walking the dog, some volunteers even stay and have longer visits with Timbrell to keep her company throughout the week. Timbrell explains she would love to have Jackson walked 7 days a week, but there are currently not enough volunteers to do so.
I love the walkers. You know, the fact that they help me out in more ways than one, actually. Dogs are everything to me. They always have been. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, as I don't have any family and never have, it's my pets that are everything to me.
Catherine Babisky and Megan Simpson are two volunteers who regularly take Jackson on his walks. Joining them on the walk is Babisky's own dog, Carl, and Simpson's own dog, Coco Bean, who have both become best friends with Jackson. Babisky has been volunteering for Elder Dog for 2 years now.
I had some significant health issues some years ago. I had 6 surgeries in 5 years, and I was very fortunate that I had nearby friends and family and neighbors that helped me with my dogs. But it occurred to me when I heard about Elder Dog what it must be like for people who are really struggling to care for their dogs, if they have to give up their dogs just because they're not well or injured or need surgery. That would have been worse than the cancer. So I thought, this is a perfect fit for me.
Babisky spends about 7 hours a week walking 4 dogs for Elder Dog. Simpson joined Elder Dog around 4 years ago, wanting to find a fun way to spend time with dogs.
I moved out of like my family's home after high school, and I missed having dogs in the house. And I had a bunch of roommates at the time, so it wasn't really going to make sense. And it just was a good way to get to hang out with pets and still have them in my life without having full responsibility, which is good. Yeah.
Currently, Jackson is the only dog Simpson walks, and she walks him once a week. While walking the dogs is a perk of the job, Babisky says her favorite part is spending time with the seniors.
Well, I really like to get to spend some time with Susan as well. And that's the other bonus about it, is that some people who are elderly and might have some health issues, they get eyeballs on them on a regular basis too to make sure everybody's okay. And it keeps the dogs out of the shelters and in a home where they're already cared for and loved. The shelters are overflowing with pets that need good homes, and these ones already have good homes, so it's a grassroots way of keeping them out of the shelter.
Simpson agrees that the most important part of volunteering is making sure the pets stay with their families.
The thought of anyone having to give up a pet that's become a family member just because they're having a little bit of trouble at one point in their lives is just so unfair, so it's great to be able to help prevent that. And then just getting to talk to the owners of dogs who, like, I probably wouldn't necessarily meet otherwise, but have all been just lovely people, and getting to spend some time outside with pups, like, no downside to it.
Sharon Speedback is a communications coordinator for Elder Dog Nanaimo Oceanside. She has been volunteering in this role since the start of the local chapter in 2020.
It was a great combination for me of two things that I love, which is dogs and entering myself into senior years. I sort of have an affinity for the problems that start to come with aging. And I just thought it was a really simple solution to a significant problem, which is that seniors are so often they're forced to give up their dogs prematurely, when with just a bit of community support, they could stay a family for years longer.
She says the service is beneficial to seniors who can feel guilty if they're not able to give their dogs all the care they need.
I mean, they can feed them, they can love them, they can cuddle them, they can watch their favorite shows together, but they can no longer do long walks, for example, or it's hard for seniors to get out and buy big bags of dog food and schlep them home. Maybe they've even lost their driver's license, so just getting to a vet or a groomer is hard. And so this is a perfect service where you get to keep your dog and bring in someone who just helps you in those areas where you need it.
Speedback explains that they currently have 88 seniors who need full-time service. That means they need at least 5 days a week of support. A number of seniors only occasionally need support for things like taking their pet to the vet or groomers. While the local pod has over 300 volunteers, Speedback says that is still not enough.
Intensive service, like if you think of 88 people who need services 5 days a week, you're talking about in excess of 900 hours. So if you have 300 volunteers and they're only doing, say, one shift, and we do have volunteers who will take more than one day, but still, we currently have probably in the mid-20s, about 26 or 27 dogs waitlisted, waiting for people to come walk them.
Speedback says they hope now that the weather is getting nicer, they can get more people signing up to volunteer as the need is huge. More information about the Elder Dog program can be found on their website at elderdog.ca. As well, those interested in volunteering or arranging the service for seniors can contact the Oceanside Pod by emailing nanaimosm@elderdog.ca or by calling 250-729-2795. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.